If you're a student of human prehistory, you've probably read that prehistoric people began farming around 10 to 12,000 years ago.
But according to researchers at the University of Warwick in England, humans began to affect how wild crops evolved much earlier, up to 30,000 years ago.
To be clear, it's not that people began farming so long ago. Instead, hunter-gatherers began systematically gathering wild grasses such as rice, wheat, and barley. They gathered these plants in such large amounts that it influenced how the plants evolved.
The scientists learned this by analyzing the DNA from the remains of ancient plants from the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Wild plants typically have seed pods and casings that shatter, allowing the seeds to naturally spread and find their way into the surrounding soil.
But the genetic record shows that as humans began gathering larger and larger amounts of certain wild plants, the plant's genetic makeup began to evolve. Instead of shattering and spreading their seeds, the plants transitioned to keeping their seeds.
It's not clear exactly how or why that happened. It's possible that ancient humans selected wild plants whose pods were already shattering and just gathered the seeds, leaving behind plants less likely to have non-shattering pods. Consequently, over time, wild grasses may have evolved to have mostly non-shattering pods, possibly making it more difficult for people to gather seeds, which could be why they started bringing the plants in for cultivation.
Plus, the fact that wild plants were being gathered in such large amounts is evidence that people were already living in pretty dense populations as far back as 30,000 years ago.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassandra.
And I'm Don Glass.